Yo.
You're listening to
No Mainstream
Talks.
One moment, please. Loading. In three, two, one. Starts now.
We are officially live. This is New Mainstream Talks with your boy, the Phantom 336, and Kyron Scott. And we got my boy back in here.
I'm back, bitches.
He's back. JR,
J Ready.
What you ready for though? That's what I'm trying to find out.
I mean, whatever.
I'm ready for whatever. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Shit. But well, what's been going on with you though, Jay?
Work.
I feel that, man.
Work.
You gotta get out here.
That is the fuck it.
Make it happen. I feel that.
Tired of it.
Yeah, man. I feel you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad, guys. That was my phone. Y'all make sure y'all cut your ringers on. Off.
Oh,
if
okay.
They are on. Look, y'all niggas ain't cut y'all's off either.
Nah, man.
I'm just making sure. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
My show's off.
We good.
Yeah. If you are listening to this anywhere other than New Mainstream, the app, which is available on Google Play as well as Apple.
There you go.
Just make sure that you go and download that app so that you can listen to us a lot easier there. Maybe hear some new music, watch some new music videos, figure out what's going on in the world on there. A lot of dope stuff in the actual app itself. So make sure you download the app whenever you get a chance.
Right now.
That's New Mainstream, spelled with an N-U, like Nubian, like the kings and queens that you are. And yeah, go ahead and make that pop for me. All right, but yeah, man. So what's going on in the world these days? So update on the R. Kelly shit you was talking about the other day.
Yeah.
Looks like he will get those extra years.
Oh, man, they got him.
Yeah.
Damn, homie. How you fucking up and you locked up already? How you getting more time? God damn, bro.
I don't know, man. It's hard out here for a pedophile in these streets.
Yeah, man. He owes somebody money, man.
Man, yo.
Hey, man.
Man. You gotta keep that thing in check, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're gonna be out here.
Especially you out here. Out here for a I'm done.
Hey, but you out here, man. You gotta keep that thing in the right place.
Yes, sir. Indeed. What's good, baby?
Yeah, man.
Jeez, how many extra years you get?
About 20.
Yeah.
20 something. Yeah.
So in other words, he got life now, pretty much.
I mean, yeah, man. And they got your boy, what's the white dude, the director?
Harvey Weinstein.
They got him as well. Added another 25 or so more years to his sentence as well. And they're saying most likely, definitely the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not going to see the light of day again.
That's tough.
And, you know. It is what it is.
That's what you get, nigga. That's what you get.
You ain't invincible, son.
But yeah, man. So that's the updates on those things that we kind of talked about last
week. Yeah.
Keep your head up.
I'm saying. But yeah.
So got an announcement for everybody.
What's up?
The Dreamville Festival.
Oh yeah.
2023. J. Cole.
All right.
Yes, sir. They let me read this for you. Dreamville Festival 2023 has cemented itself as a must-attend event. It will be April 1st.
Okay.
Raleigh, North Carolina at Dorothea Dix Park in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
This is the lineup.
Okay.
It's Usher. Well, Saturday, April 1st. Usher, Lil Durk, Ari Lennox, City Girls, Sean Paul, Earth Gang, Jesse Reyes, Key Glock, Sir, Loot, Omen, Marcus Clay, and Victoni. That's how you pronounce that. And then it's a 2-day event. So Sunday, April 2nd, is J. Cole and Drake.
That's gonna be tough.
Burner Boy, Summer Walker, J.I.D., Glorilla.
All right.
Bass, Waka Flocka.
All right.
Mario, Aria Star, Baby Tate, C. Cuz, Jordan Ward, and Ruben Vincent. Tickets are now on sale at dreamfieldfest.com. So J. Cole doing it big, baby.
All right. Sheesh. Dreamville Fest is on its way, April 1st.
Damn.
God damn.
Oh.
That's gonna be a nice lineup.
That is a very nice lineup. I don't know why, but I would not mind jamming to that goddamn Waka Flocka set.
Right. I was on Waka the other day, where I was like, Grove Street Party came on, I was like, fuck it.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint. Bro, man.
Grove Street.
Yeah, I like Waka.
I did too, man.
Yo, the thing is, I didn't like Waka when he was out.
Yeah.
Just because you know me.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I'm like, all right,
I like Waka.
Good hyper ass.
It was party, but especially grocery party, because grocery party came out like right when I came back from deployment.
Mm.
Oh, so we was in the club acting a fucking ass.
Yeah. Nah, that's dope. Shout outs to J. Cole. Shout out to North Carolina for making that happen, yo.
Shout out to the Ville.
Yeah,
Vietnam, as they call it.
I wasn't gonna call him that. I was gonna leave that out. I thought I'm gonna leave that part out. We was gonna respect. Now let's not do that one. Oh man,
nah, man, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I'll try not to bring that. It's a positive thing. I'll try to leave it out.
But yeah, also the Strange Fruit Festival. Mm-hmm. Is also coming up April 15th, which is our band that we have, the Nubian Collective, is a part of that. Mm-hmm. Boy JR over here is actually going to be performing at that event as well.
Huh?
So if you want to see Jay Reddy live and in the flesh, instead of hearing his beautiful voice.
You know what I mean? Hey, if you actually want to come see the sexy guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, you want to come see the sexy guy. Hey, listen, that's been confirmed by viewers before. You know, I'm just saying. No, I'm playing. But yeah, I'm coming out of retirement one night only, you know.
All right, cool. That'll work. But yeah, we got some dope stuff planned for that event as well. That one's in Greensboro, North Carolina, April 15th. Look that up and food, you know, drinks, live music, food, drinks,
all that.
There we go. And like he said, food trucks, vendors, all of that. Feel like I'm missing something, but anyway,
probably definitely
am. But you get it, just look it up online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or on the new mainstream app. Make that happen. But nah,
marketing.
I know, right? Gotta stay on top of the plugs,
you know what I'm saying, man.
But yeah, not bad. Trying to open up my phone.
Oh, no, you good. JR, what's good, man? What you been watching on TV, bro?
Oh, Last of Us. I was talking about
that. Yeah, you were telling me about that joint.
Yes, if you're not watching that, watch that. If you like the game, they doing it just like the game. I'm not playing word for word. Some scenes is picture, motion for motion, picture for picture. It's dope as fuck. Do it. You know, it's my man from Game of Thrones, Prince Oberyn, and then
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian too. Yep, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
right. And, Lady Mormont.
She
a G in both shows. real shit. She's dope as shit. They're doing a great job with that. Shit. I watched House of Dragons. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really been watching too much TV. I've been playing the game. I've been working and playing the game.
I feel you.
I did watch that movie. What was that shit called? With Lauren London and
You People.
Yes. You People.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit sucked. Sorry.
I liked it.
Yeah. I ran into Prez the other day. He said he liked it too. I guess. I'm the oddball.
I liked it.
I felt like the chemistry was forced. I felt like they were running these subjects that they wanted to overhype in the ground. They were trying too hard to make these points that they were trying to make.
I felt that part, but it's like this. I knew that was coming, but at the same time, I was like,
jokes were corny.
They were, but it's Jonah Hill, so they work.
Jonah Hill is funny as a supporting actor. I feel like that's his place.
It is.
He's very funny on the one with the asteroid and shit. Don't look up.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny. Man, like, that movie is good as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He did great. I'm not sure I fuck with him as a lead.
I liked it. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great, but
it was good. I enjoyed it. For what it was.
Right. It was good.
All right. So, y'all probably the same. Were y'all hard on Coming to America, too?
Nah.
Okay, well nah. Then I can't fuss. I can't fuss at y'all.
I understood it wasn't supposed to be like the first one. This is just more so like paying respect
to the first one.
Yeah, so, yeah. And, okay, and just okay. Throwing a bunch of people yeah. in it. So I understood.
Okay. It's like they just got together. Like, all right, fuck.
Hey, fuck it. Let's just do it.
Let's do
like,
it. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Everybody's still here. Let's go.
Everybody's still here. It'd be dope. Yeah. Fuck it. Why not? A lot of these actors came up watching that movie. So
yeah.
Fuck it.
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool, bro.
So, all right, cool. Well, it is what it is.
Look, yeah. He was ready to jump on us, boy. He was ready.
How the hell you want to hear me?
He was ready, boy. He, look, he's like, I hope one of these niggas say they was hard. I wish a nigga would. He was ready. Oh, man.
Yeah, man, it was cool, man.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That'll work.
He's like, all right, easy on me. Easy.
Be easy, B. Be easy.
Chill out. Relax.
All right, so... what else we got here? So, okay. So, a white student who attended Howard University is suing the university for discrimination after being expelled.
But what'd you do to get expelled?
Yeah, what you do to get expelled?
Okay.
You know what you got to do to get expelled from Howard, bro?
Look, I can tell you if it's discrimination.
He's alleging pain, suffering, emotional anguish, and damage to his reputation.
Okay.
So, report says that after a symposium featuring an African-American speaker ahead of the 2020 election, Newman posted the forum page asking if further discussion could be had on whether black voters didn't question turning to government for solutions and also reliably voting for the same party every election disincentivized both parties from responding to the needs of the black communities. So, So he's saying that his goal for attending Howard was to learn not just law, but to learn the thoughts and experiences of people of color, and referred to his time there as a social experiment.
And that's why you got expelled.
Because we a goddamn experiment to your ass.
Yeah. You ain't like the results. Oh, I'm sorry that you got expelled.
So what exactly did he get expelled for? What he
so
posted?
I guess he had some views. And he expressed his views, and people disagreed with these views because it was, instead of it being received as views, he wrote a 4-page letter that was kind of received as a manifesto.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ.
In this day and time?
Yeah, yeah. So
a white man doing a manifesto?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, apparently it's a whole mess. And, I want to know.
I mean, yeah. I got to see what he said exactly. Like, what was the letter exactly? I got to see that. Because if it comes out and it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I can see. But if it's just like, okay, y'all just taking this a little the wrong way, then it's like, eh.
I mean, they're trying to say that he was harassing members of the Howard Law community and disturbance of the learning environment at the law school.
Oh, shit.
So he did this at the law school. Wow, yeah, yeah. Okay, well.
So, I mean, apparently.
You ain't go to school and learn?
You
bro?
Know, I mean, I guess it's like the equivalent of how you be at the bar and white people come up to you saying random shit that you be like.
You be like, what?
What the fuck? Why are you comfortable saying and asking me these things?
You must be drunk. Like, you're drunk. Aren't
except
you?
He wasn't drunk and he right, wasn't right. In a bar.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
I don't know.
Look, that's tough, but sometimes you just got to understand where you at and who you talking to, bro. Like,
read the room, guys.
Right, read the fucking room, bro.
Exactly,
read
bro.
Read the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Oh, he said he felt ostracized.
That's tough, my boy.
Call him White Panther. And Mayo King. That's kind of wrong, but.
I mean, jeez.
All right, whatever, man.
That's tough, but I ain't saying they right.
Called him White Panther, bro.
White Panther.
Mayo King. I'm done.
Called him Mayo King.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying I'm laughing because it's funny. It's not right, but it's funny.
Oh, man.
Well.
Oh, shit. But hey, I mean, that's tough. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Man, anyway.
You could have did that and a different way and got a different result.
It's true. But, at the end of the day,
you fucked up.
At the end of the day.
You fucked up.
Shout out to ASAP Rocky.
Man, fuck ASAP Rock.
I'm no, shout out to ASAP Rock.
Shout out to him, but fuck him at the same time.
He got Rihanna pregnant once and did it again. He is on his Dave Chappelle shooting spree.
Bang. He was gonna net thing down. He was
doing
down.
The right thing. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, yo, put a fucking ring on it, bro. Like, for real. For
right.
Real. Like, that's all it's about.
But look, right? But look, I ain't gonna lie. Here's the thing. Even if he don't, somebody will.
Hey man,
look,
hey,
look, but look, look, somebody
just,
will
just like these chickens be going after you for that damn. Hey, he got the babies though. Mm.
Yeah, man.
Hey, look, but some, look, somebody. Oh, that nigga ain't do it. Oh, I'll do it because guess what? I know I ain't got to worry about taking care of them kids. She got it and he got it. We're good.
Oh nah. Hey, hey, ain't no nigga like us putting no ring on.
No, I'm talking about this. Look, I'm like, oh, I know we ain't doing it. I mean, look, we would, but we ain't doing it. I know that. Believe me, I'm talking about some one of them niggas.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nah, man.
But yeah, nah, I fucking but yeah. Damn you, ASAP Rocky. Look, he ain't wasting no time. He jumped right back in that motherfucker, boy. As soon as it's been how many weeks? Six? You know what time it is.
There we go.
You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
How you feeling? How your stitches?
Yeah, I think.
They gone?
Yep. Hey, man.
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah, bro.
Hey.
Well.
Congratulations.
ASAP Rocky doing good, but William Williams, boy. She ain't doing too hard.
She retiring,
hard.
Right?
Yeah, man.
What you mean she ain't doing? What's going on?
Have you seen
on?
How she look lately?
But you act like she been looking good or something. She been looking like that.
I'm glad you said it before I could get it out. I was like, oh, he got it. Okay, cool.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. You good. I don't have to be the bad guy in the situation to say it. You're good.
I'm
You're taking
saying,
my job.
Bro, it's like old spaghetti. This is.
Oh, man, come on, man. We ain't going to rag her like that, man. Come
hold
on.
Up. I can't rag her, but she be ragging everybody.
He said old.
You right about that.
Right.
I mean, I hope her health and mental everything is together, man. But oh, yeah, she's going through it, bro.
Woo!
Well, she wants to be a guest on The View.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Seems like her sights set on business upon returning from her travels. All that I want to be on TV, stuff like Seth Meyers, Joe Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, The View, stuff like that. I'm formally retired. Okay, well, stay retired. I'm just saying, take some time
like,
off, man.
Hey, yo, Kai's like, good riddance.
I'm just saying.
I'm right there with him. Like, bye.
I mean, you know.
Bye. You ain't doing nothing. Hey, yo, we do no
I ain't gonna lie.
Put people business out in the streets. That's all you did.
I always hated that how you're doing thing. I always hated that shit.
Yeah.
I almost made myself mad just now saying it.
Good.
No, I mean she had a 13-season run, man. She
all
good.
Right, so, all right, can we at least admit
okay.
Some of the things she did in the game were trendsetting and had not been done before, and she took a hell of a gamble trying to make the run she made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially at the beginning of a career.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking her shit, calling out the celebrities.
Yeah.
She
actually created a genre.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, that's the end of the day.
I'll give you that.
As a matter of fact, you ain't got no Charlamagne without Wendy Williams.
You right.
It's true.
That's where he started.
That's his coach, goddamn.
I'll give it that. You know.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. But other than that, bye.
Yeah,
she's gonna give you the tea, the juice, the sauce.
Then she
and now we got all
too?
These motherfuckers trying to give you all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she really did. There's a lot of YouTubers and stuff that just follow her thing, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good point, man.
So shout out to Wendy Williams.
Shout out to Wendy Williams.
Congrats on a successful career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And good luck in your retirement. And I'm so glad I don't have to hear, "Hey, how you doing?" any goddamn more.
A lot of self-hate coming from that mic on that. I feel you. What? Oh, man. Oh, I'm so happy, y'all. We all back together again.
Yo,
so
it's the
good,
face he was
man.
Making when he was doing
I
it.
Know,
got me.
Bro. Oh, my God.
How can you not make that face when you said it?
Oh, no.
Did y'all see Romano choked out that YouTuber, man?
No.
Bruh, it was like a prank go wrong. And Mano known for slapping somebody.
Oh, Jesus, man.
So he like, just, yeah. Gotta,
so one of them dumbass YouTubers trying to do a prank.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Them motherfuckers need to get fucked up more often.
Listen, man.
Like,
hey,
you can't just be doing shit to random strangers,
bro. Hey, YouTubers, bro. Hey, listen
y'all
to me.
Y'all going too far for look them views,
me.
Bro.
Look at me, bro. Look at me, dog. Like, listen to me. Listen to the sound of my voice. Stop that shit. One of y'all going up getting shot or something. Like, y'all, stop. Especially if y'all be fucking with people that are known for slapping the shit out of people. Like, why? Didn't somebody like try to prank Mike Tyson and he bowed that boy out and they was like, oh, Mike, chill.
Yeah, man.
If this was young Mike, your ass would have been asleep before you could even get through the prank, bro. Like,
chill out. Them views, man.
Look, them views.
They only care about the views.
Them views
bro.
Ain't worth your life. Y'all better chill the fuck out. Yeah, y'all better calm down.
People got problems. People ain't trying to be dealing with your BS, man.
I mean, how much money do those views translate to?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
you a YouTuber.
I mean, look, for some of them, it's a lot.
Yeah. You get millions of views because you damn pranking Mike Tyson and Mano and all these other celebrities.
Playing with your life, you better stop playing, boy. I'm trying to.
I guess it might be worth it to them, man. I mean,
shit.
But yo, I ain't fucking with these niggas.
Nah, I'm not. Got your rabbit ass mind,
bruh. You smacking me so I can get some views. Fuck that.
Yeah, you can tell me it's a prank. All right, I'm still gonna whip your ass on. Like, look, you can you can cut the part out where you get your ass whipped, but you getting your ass whipped.
Man, some of them, they be going too far, bro.
Like, listen, you can use it for your views, but you still getting your ass whipped. All right, I'm just letting you know this shit right now. Stop playing with me, like. Nah, y'all better chill out. Somebody gonna fuck one of y'all up for real. I'm pretty sure somebody's fucked one of them up already.
Tell you, man.
Y'all better stop playing. Dear God, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
It's your trigger fingers out here, man. Like, as much as you want to be famous, you're making somebody else famous. So, like, well, I could get famous by just smacking it. You know what? Out of him, man. Call it a day.
Yo, ain't you the boy? Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of remember back in the day that dude Tyrone. I'm Tyrone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just fucked you know what I'm saying?
I got a ball head.
Yeah, bro. So it's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Really, 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 really,
yeah,
really crazy.
Chill out. Stop that shit.
Yeah, man. Please. Dude.
Right now.
Please.
Right the fuck now.
Yes.
But yeah, nah.
Did y'all check out the Grammys?
I did not.
You didn't see the 50 year hip hop thing? Did y'all see?
I watched the clip, but I didn't actually watch the show.
Okay.
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry.
I mean, it was good.
I just haven't been watching award shows.
I haven't watched award shows in about.
And then usually I do end up watching the highlights and shit. And I did see everybody talking about it, but I just forgot to click on it. My bad.
It was dope.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to hip hop though. 50 mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was born in the 80s, so. I feel like I've literally watched hip hop grow up. I remember when the motherfuckers ain't want us doing shit and we're motherfucking trying to sue motherfucking rappers and running over their CDs with bulldozers in the street.
Calvin Butts.
Goddamn, all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, between NWA and 2 Live Crew and all this
Snoop,
shit, right?
Yeah.
Then you had the Snoop era, you know what I'm saying? Death Row, and then you had rappers killing each other with the Biggie and Tupac and all of the East Coast, West Coast shit.
Yeah.
And then now to the point it's been commercialized enough to be celebrated in the Grammys number one because they used to not even air our category.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We boycotted
Fresh
that
Prince.
Shit.
Fresh Prince, they boycotted.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you find hip hop in places where, as a black man, you like, oh, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah
man, you walk in the street, like,
as disgusted as they used to be with this shit, like, you just like, oh, okay. And then you have white people trying to tell you what hip-hop is.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, motherfucker, well, fuck out my face. I am hip-hop, goddamn it. But
trying to tell me who got bars, man. Remember one time we was at the bar, man. This dude was trying to break down stuff, man.
Bro, hold on, who was he saying had bars, though?
I'm sorry. Okay, to our white fans, about to give you a little disclaimer. Nothing against you guys. But, you know, typically, mm-hmm. the hip hop purist, and the hip hop purists tend to be safe and white, and they tend to like people who rap like, and these are great groups: Wu-Tang, Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna stick in those areas for the most part. Like, then, of course, you're gonna have
like I'm safe.
Yeah. Like, okay, if you like rap, you're gonna like the people who. If you like rap, of course you like these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
They're not gonna step too far out in like, the. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, even if they do like somebody that they know, like they're still not gonna say it.
Like, yeah. They're gonna kind of check with you first to see if they're mm-hmm. hip, if they're hip and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, say if you are a hip hop connoisseur, as I feel like I am,
mm-hmm.
you leave room for experimentation. So although Wu-Tang is dope, and although Nas is a really great rapper, I don't have to limit every rapper to those expectations. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I can still bump the baby and appreciate the baby for the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I've seen where we came from and where we headed and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to only like fucking Outkast. That's about as far as I'm going to go whenever it comes to, you know what I'm saying?
Outside the box a little bit. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
So, white people, stop telling black people what hip hop is. Trust us. We know what hip hop is. Exactly. We live this shit. The shit that hip hop comes from. Is from the struggle of black people. And almost every black Church. Man can identify with that struggle, therefore understands hip hop.
Right. Because, and I've had these experiences where I'm sitting with a white cat, and me, like I said, no disrespect, but he's trying to tell me about certain things, like, well, the way he raps, like Eminem is the greatest. I'll be sitting there like, well, you know, his cadence comes from Rakim.
Right.
So when we start going deep into it and Tretch, like he studied Master Ace.
Yeah, he studied. Yeah, exactly. Like, and Eminem, dope person because he don't put himself on a pedestal. Y'all put him on that pedestal.
Exactly.
He feels the same way. Like, yo, man, I like the greats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like M's like, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I know I'm dope, but.
However.
Yeah, in my eyes. And Busta Rhymes, right? So,
mm-hmm.
like I said, Busta Rhymes is better than him. Better.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes is better than Eminem.
Yes, I agree with that.
There's quite a few rappers that are better than Eminem. But we ain't going to get into that conversation.
No.
Because this ain't a rag Eminem conversation.
Right.
It's all a matter of perspective anyway. We like who we like. You're going to like who you like. All I'm saying is, stop trying to tell black people what hip hop is.
Thank you. Exactly. Because we don't tell. Stop telling us what anything is. That's when it comes to music, because we created all this shit. So stop doing that.
Yeah, there we go.
Just stop. You're a fan. I'm a fan. Let's talk as fans, but I don't need an education lesson on some stuff that I connect with that you don't connect with
right.
on certain levels. So I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. So anyway, we got that chip off of our shoulder.
Rant over.
Yeah. JR, how you feel about that?
Oh, I'm good. Listen, man, I ain't gonna lie.
You're trying to sneak like he ain't gonna say nothing.
Listen, that shit is annoying as fuck. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. That shit is annoying as fuck. Like, I'm just sitting like, nigga, what? Like, I get what you're saying, and what you're saying isn't wrong. However, my friend, like, listen, don't get me wrong, love Eminem. I do. I'm one of those people that like, I put Eminem up here, but then I got a couple other people up here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you're not gonna sit here and try to tell me, oh, well, Eminem's the greatest because this, that, and the third, when I can sit here and tell you, okay, but Lupe Fiasco is better because of X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Lupe is a beast. Bruh. Is a beast.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you know my opinion. As far as I'm concerned, lyric wise
mm-hmm.
and wordplay and all, it just lyricism, Lupe the GOAT to me.
Okay.
Lupe the GOAT. Lyricism.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Sorry, who Show me somebody else that's going to do what he does.
I'll take it. Now, creatively, the GOAT is Andre 3000.
I knew he was going to say
that. I knew he was going to say that. And look, and he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. So, see, that's the thing. Everybody's talking about the greatest of all time. I was like,
it doesn't exist.
It really doesn't, because You have to figure out what we're talking about.
Because the reason why Andre 3000 is my GOAT is because I appreciate creativity, right? And if you appreciate lyricism, it would make sense that Lupe would be your GOAT. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you appreciate the way the game is played, of course that's Jay. You know what I'm saying?
Like you won.
It depends on what we're looking at. So it's we are never going to really figure out who the fuck this GOAT is.
You won't. I mean, that's just like in sports. We're not even getting into that conversation. But that's just like in sports. You can say, oh, well, this one's the GOAT because of this.
Yeah.
Nah, but he the GOAT because of this. But he didn't do what this one did.
Right.
Like, it's so many different aspects to it that you can go either way and you're not wrong either way.
Right.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Indeed. See, that was great. Thanks, man. I was wondering how you. I didn't know you like Lupe that much, bro.
What, bro? What?
Oh, I love Lupe. Lupe is a beast. Listen,
I don't care what nobody say. Mural is one of the greatest.
Yo,
bro.
Bro, I agree with you on that.
Bro,
shit.
What?
Mural is a dope ass track, bro.
What? Mural, Dumb It Down. Most of you dumbass niggas have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Man.
Clueless.
Lupe be having goddamn double, quadruple.
Entendres. The vocabulary is fucking retarded. Like,
yeah, Lupe's a different dude.
And I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand. Lupe's one of those rappers when you literally say you have to have a certain level of intellect to listen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like him, you do.
Yeah, I
like you really fucking do. You can't be dumb and listen to Lupe Fiasco there, and really be like,
yeah, because they're gonna cut it off. Man, this shit don't
this
bop.
This shit don't bop. This is not supposed. Cause look, it's not supposed to, nigga.
Right.
Oh, yeah. you
like, music don't have to bop.
Right. It's not supposed to. And the thing, I feel like the thing is.
No, that's what I try to tell my son. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, not Kobe.
Like, I understand you like rap. You know what I'm saying. Try to listen to some jazz or some rock or some funk and some other shit. Throw some other shit in your goddamn repertoire and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that you can appreciate music. Rap is one type of music, bro. Yeah.
You pretty much got to strap him in the car and just ride and just hear something. That's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have to do. Because if Kobe had the choice, Kobe is not listening to that
note. Hey, I think he's going through a phase, though. Like, I don't feel like he even always been like that.
I'm talking about like at this point, like right now.
Yeah. By the way, Kobe is my son. I know we just like they like who the fuck is Kobe?
Listen, I just realized how old I am the other day when you told me how old these fucking kids are now. Bruh. Jesus
man,
Christ,
yo. you know, bro.
God damn it,
when we growing up, man. If you're lucky, that's what you do, man.
Yeah, this
you
is get, true. You get no, older, I'm not you know? Look. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. But it's just like that shit come at you fast. You be like, oh,
he driving all day.
How old are you? Oh, right.
Yeah, bro.
Oh
my God, crazy.
Especially when you know since they were like this.
I know.
I know, bro.
I'm sitting in the studio trying to record. Kobe jumping on my back trying to wrestle me and shit. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
I do remember that.
Like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Like, bro, get your kid. Mm-hmm. Get your kid, man.
Damn.
And I just think a voice deep in mind and shit. It's crazy. This shit wild.
We done been through the goddamn. We done been through. Man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Now. We old now, though.
Old as you feel.
I feel old, don't say that.
I'm about 146.
I feel like I'm about 72. Don't do that.
That's some black years, right? You know, black years is different than other years.
Look, that ain't black years, nigga. That's just
42. And black years is like 75.
You know, nigga, don't say
42
or
75.
Mm. Nigga, I'm
35.
I feel 72. Nigga, relax.
You
35? Yeah, man.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Man,
I'm up there. I look good though. Yeah,
so did y'all hear that new Macklemore song?
I didn't know Macklemore was still making music,
what?
Man.
My
no,
bad.
Hey, no. Hold on. No, hey. First off, out of fucking nowhere, That came out of nowhere.
It did.
Yeah. Random as shit.
You dropped a gem real quick.
Right. No, RKO out of nowhere.
I'm scrolling through Facebook. I believe it was DJ Drama, matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
He did Drama with Drama?
Yeah, yeah. And it was an alright track. I was like,
hey, listen,
it's Macklemore.
Hey, no disrespect to Macklemore. No, I didn't mean that disrespect, but I just really hadn't heard your voice and heard your name in about 5 years. Yeah. So I mean, I thought you was done.
I've never been a fan of Macklemore. I did like the Thrift Shop song.
Yeah, I've never been like necessarily a fan.
Of course, it was very catchy. It was whatever it was.
Yeah.
I never listened to him anything past that, though.
I think he had the one joint that I listened to a little bit because I think it was like the theme song for like college basketball for a year or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was
a little
hype joint. I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that a little bit.
I mean, I think he makes good music. I think his persona is just, it just didn't do it for some reason. Just doesn't.
You know what? You know who? I ain't gonna lie. You know who? I think. You know he kind of reminds me of. I put him in kind of the same category. But
Vanilla Ice.
No, not quite. I feel like they make good music, but like because of them, just as a person, because they're kind of, I don't want to say lame, but like they don't connect with us People disrespect them. Him and Logic.
Okay,
I fuck with Logic.
They can rap and they can make good music, but because
I think Logic doper than Macklemore.
Oh yeah, Logic's definitely doper than Macklemore. I'm talking about because a lot of black people, they look at Logic as corny, or they see him as white. He's half, but they look at him as white because his complexion and everything.
So they
kind of disrespect him, you make good music, but nah.
I mean, it's like that sometimes.
It is. It is. But it's I feel like they're kind of like in that same situation. Right. They're kind of the same.
I got you.
You make good music, but meh.
So I was like, so now you're going to try to pull DJ Drama so that we'll be like, oh,
trying
okay.
to get that cred.
Hey, look.
But it's a good song. Hey, so you gotta see what happens.
Look, be like that.
Yeah.
It be like that. Look, why you think certain artists do features with certain artists?
I don't know. If I was Macklemore, I just keep making the shit that I make and be like, man, fuck y'all.
Yeah. I got a Grammy.
He do, though.
Yep.
He do.
He got a Grammy.
Shouldn't have got it. It wasn't fair, but he got it. Shouldn't have got it, but hey, it is what it is. Hey, tough break, nigga. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I'm pretty sure I was supposed to win shit sometimes.
I'm sure I should have won. Did a whole bunch of shit. Shit didn't happen. It went to somebody. But it's all right. Life, nigga.
If you're testing your talents by the Grammy status, I mean, let's just keep it 100.
Yeah.
Not all the great ones
get that Grammy especially the black great ones.
Yeah, like so, Nas.
All right, like Nas. Especially Nas, bro. Like, it's like they look back and be like, damn, nigga, you were supposed to be had a Grammy. Let me give you a Grammy, motherfucker.
They definitely fucked you over. Let's get you one on the way out the door.
What album did he get it for?
King's Disease.
Yep. Right? Yeah. So he get a Grammy for King's Disease.
Is that the one Kanye produced?
But not Illmatic, not Stillmatic. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the one Kanye produced?
No. That's the one Kanye produced. No.
Okay. And honestly,
I didn't like
Magic that. Is my Woo! The new Nas shit. Magic is my shit, bro. That album.
it's just different, ain't it?
Yeah. That album, go, bro.
Yeah. That Magic is dope.
Same thing I've been saying about Nas for years. Beat selection.
No, he got it now, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Look, Nas, boy. If you did this about 10 years ago.
Man, I'm in the now, and I love this shit now, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going. Oh, yeah. Nas.
But I'm just saying, nigga, if you did this shit 10 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been great, too. But, hey.
But hey,
we in the right place.
Keep doing this shit now, bro. Keep doing this shit.
I'm a little biased. The beat selection by Nas really don't really move me. Because I think some of the beats he chose, he just raps.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why a lot of people don't listen to Nas the way we do, because of the beat selection. It's like, bro, you'd have did that exact same verse on a better beat. Bro.
Yeah. You think they got more?
And I feel like that's how most of his albums have been.
But I mean, a person like Nas,
He's trying to challenge himself, man.
Exactly. He's trying to get you to pay attention to the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. No. That's why I like Nas.
Right.
But
right.
I'm just saying, in terms of like, people respecting him the way he should.
Yeah, the way they were respecting Jay at the time. Yeah.
But Hit Boy, you right.
Man. Listen,
that boy don't miss. Lacing.
Hey, Nas, bro, don't you work with nobody else.
If right now, if we judge it off of right now, who is better between Jay-Z and Nas, it's definitely Nas.
And look, Jay-Z probably be like, all right.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get fucked. He got billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He done played the game now.
He's like, fair enough.
I was the best when it mattered.
Like, yeah, who won in our prime? Nigga, I'm retired.
Yeah.
Who won in our prime, sir? I'm retired, my nigga.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. But nah, man, that's dope, man. Yeah. Like, nah, it's
cute. Oh, yeah, man. That's one of those things there's rappers that I wish like Nas, he shifted into picking them type of beats that people wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
There are other artists that I wish they did that, or that we know for a fact you can rap better than what you're doing.
Right.
You got the beats and we know you rap better than that, but you're dumbing it down. It's like, bro, like just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like just give me one.
Give me one. Who?
Uh-oh.
Or do we not want to say a name is the thing.
I'll say a name because I remember before he got on, I heard him in ciphers all over the place in Charlotte and shit just randomly. The Baby.
I was thinking the same baby. Name, bro. That's crazy.
He can rap his ass off for
he
real.
Can, yo.
For real. He can rap his ass off, but he dumbs it down and that shit pisses me the fuck off.
Man, the Baby nice, though.
He is, and then he dumbs it down, and that shit pisses me off so fucking much.
He does.
And I'm just like, bruh.
But okay, you got to think he finally got his break, right?
Oh, but I understand why.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand why, but I'm just like,
nah, I get it, though. Like, yeah.
Like,
yeah, he can actually rap.
He can rap. Like, bro, like, he can actually rap. Like, just give me one.
Where
you really like, yo, fuck sales, fuck all that. I'm giving you bars.
Right.
Real bars. Not just I'm gonna talk about a gun. Like, give me like bars that you really have.
Yeah.
Right. Baby's dope.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I like the Baby.
I do too, man. I fucks with the Baby. Anyway, shout out Carolina.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shout out to Charlotte.
Yeah. So what else we got?
My bad, I had to get around.
No, you good, bro. Because I mean,
you made a good point, though.
Yeah, man.
Like, for real.
Yeah, bro. That's a real good point, man. I just like Nas because he got with a young producer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know we all wait for the premiere Nas album. You know,
I'm not.
But the fans are like us. We are.
I'm not. I'm not, bro. Like,
but I feel why you saying that. I know. I'm like, bro, you got a good thing going. Just keep going.
Right. Like, you should have did that other album before you started doing this shit.
Yeah. For older rappers, older producers, mm-hmm. all of that, and you know, we see the game changing. I ain't mad at you throwing your sauce in with the younger cats. So Premier maybe should get with one of these younger rappers.
That'd be
instead
dope.
Of with a Nas.
With the Baby.
Because we if all the old motherfuckers keep working together, it's just gonna motherfucking fade the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But also you gotta think though. I ain't gonna lie,
but we want that vintage shit sometimes. Yeah, I get it.
That and you gotta think a lot of these newer rappers, they don't respect the older producers.
They don't.
They don't like their sound, so they're not calling them.
Right. True.
That they it's like the auto producers from when, you know, Jay in his prime, well, not even his prime, like before he became Jay for real.
Yeah.
Nas and everybody, you know, late '90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You put that shit on, just put the beat on. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like who was it? Was it that wouldn't even rap over was it Uzi?
It might be Uzi.
I think it was Uzi. He was on, I forgot what show he was on. They tried to get him to freestyle over old school. He was like, I'm not rapping over this shit. Like, what is this? Like, what is, like, they're not going to. That's the reason.
It's Uzi, right?
I think it was Uzi.
All right. He can't rap over that shit, though.
You're right. But that's why they're not calling the older producers.
I got you.
Because they think that's what they're going to come with.
So then that means the older producer got to fucking also be reinventing himself, though. He can't keep making boom, 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 tap.
But here's the thing.
He got to find a way to insert his shit in, though.
I feel like they can, but it's like I feel like it's one of those situations like if where they're going to keep making what they make until one of these younger artists call them and say, hey, I need something from you.
And that's the difference between a producer and a beat maker.
Yeah. I mean, so what are you saying? Versatility or?
Versatility.
Okay, okay.
I think if you get with somebody who knows how to produce a record.
Yeah.
And it has that ear, I think somebody like a Timbaland.
Yeah.
Can work.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
with Uzi Vert or somebody. Right, right.
I feel like these guys, I feel like they can work with them. But it's the fact that, like, they're like, if they reach out to me, I'll work with them no problem. Mm-hmm. All day long. But they're not reaching out to work with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay,
I got you.
Because these younger artists don't respect the older producers. Yeah, they don't, like I said, they don't like the sound. So if they don't like what they're hearing now from your older shit when you was in your prime, and you was that nigga, they not about to call you now because they think you're out of touch and they think you're going to come with the same stuff you had before. Mm. As opposed to if they call you and you be like, oh, bet I got something for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you be like, I guarantee you right now, one of them could call, who's the older producer? Let's just say, who's the producer that
Swiss Beats.
Yeah, Swizzy.
Yeah.
Swizzle likes him.
Oh, yeah.
Swizzle definitely.
I was like, Swizz is one of those, like, Swizz, but see, Swizz is still doing it, though. Swizz is still, Swizz is still doing it. I'm sure Swizz got songs on somebody's album that's out now that we just ain't been on the radio.
The youngest, though. I heard him on that new Lil Wayne one, and that shit go hard, though.
Which one?
And he's like, all I need is a beat with a DMX sample, but I don't know the name of it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, yeah. That shit go hard.
Oh, yeah, that shit crazy. But, like, Swizz.
Lil Wayne ain't young either, though, so.
You right.
Like, how like.
That's a good point.
But I feel like Swizz is still, he's still involved
much
that
sure.
he's still connected, so he still understands. And Wayne is Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I'm talking, I mean, let's say, like, who's somebody else that was, like, fired?
Just Blaze?
Yeah, that's the name Blaze. I was thinking. Like, like a Just Blaze. Just Blaze is one of the greatest producers ever.
Mm-hmm.
We love his sound. You know me. I love that live drums. I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
These young cats, they hear that. They might be like, but they don't want to. They don't want to hear that now. But I guarantee you, Just Blaze. If one of them called Just Blaze right now, guaranteed fucking hit today with the sound that they fucking want. I guarantee you. But they not calling him. They not calling Just Blaze. They not calling Tim. Well, one, Tim charging out the ass. That's number one. Both of them niggas are charging out the ass.
He deserves it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Tim, look, definitely. Because you look, who else have we not been hearing? I'm sure he's still doing work. But who else we not been hearing? Pharrell.
Yeah.
Like you think Pharrell would? You think one of these young motherfuckers call Pharrell? He ain't gonna fucking lace.
Yeah, because whenever he laced that 2 Chainz joint.
Woo! Right. Like, come on. Like. Like that's what I'm saying. They're getting like right now because all and you know what it is. You know as a producer what it is when you hear that song come on and you hear that tag, Mike Will made it. Oh, this shit about to be crazy.
Right, right.
That's what they want. Yeah, that's what they want to hear. If the younger person or younger rapper right now got to do the song with Just Blaze, and all of a sudden you're Just Blaze, younger people are like, what the fuck? We'll be like, oh shit. Younger people are like, who?
That's why I like Wayne, because Wayne is perfectly in the middle.
He is.
The young cats love him and the old cats love him. So when he go on a Swiss beat, like when he did that that Swiss beat, man, I was just like, there's nothing he can't get on. He can't spit, man.
Look, Wayne is stepping that
love. Lil Wayne a goat.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
He a goat, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely, and you can't deny. And I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't the biggest Lil Wayne fan for a while. I think part of it was I just got burnt out from hearing him that run he made.
I wasn't a Lil Wayne fan, and he proved me wrong.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and I'm not afraid to admit.
Oh, I'm not either. I'm not either. Absolutely, absolutely.
Like yo, like, after a while, I was like yo,
like
yeah, I got it here. You got it, bro.
Like right, like you got it. It's just one of those things where it's like, nigga, I'm tired of hearing you, bro. Like remember
man,
that
I
run?
No, I don't.
That run he went on. He was like every single song.
It wasn't
you
tired of hearing him. It was like. All right.
What else you got?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Like,
I, well, for a while, I got tired of it, but it was like, just like, okay. It was just like, well, I guess this nigga, I mean, it's hot, so fuck it. All right. Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah, man. Them motherfuckers.
Yeah, Wayne is a beast.
Wayne is a goat. Drake is a goat.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, man.
Yeah, shout out to the GOATs.
I guess Nicki Minaj might, she a GOAT too.
She can go.
Yeah.
JR, I ain't want to say that one.
I really didn't, but I mean, it's one of those, I mean, in her case, it's one of those things just like, hey, yo, who was your competition?
They had that fucking Bad Boy run, bro.
Yeah. Oh.
They did.
Every single song on the radio station had at least one of them motherfuckers.
They
on
did.
It.
Oh, yeah. They definitely did. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that Young Money, boy.
But but the thing with Nicki is, she's definitely a GOAT, but it's like,
yeah.
Who was your competition? Like, really?
At the time,
nobody. There was nobody.
But all these female rappers who hot now. Who the fuck was they listening?
Oh, no, I'm saying Nicki, that. No, I'm just saying
who that's birthed
what,
them bitches.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why. You know that's part of reason, that's what I'm saying. Nicki's definitely a GOAT because of her influence. But when we talk about like of her era, like if you talking like competitive wise, like
Remy.
I mean, she just at the time period, it wasn't nobody.
Yeah, it wasn't
like
nobody. Yeah. And I'm not knocking her for that because Nicki can spit. Don't get me wrong.
That's what made her be who she is. Yeah, because. Right.
But
if somebody else could compete, why the fuck wouldn't they?
That's what I'm
saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's
a lot of different reasons, but I'm just saying.
I'm saying, hold up.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, they ain't. Okay, so it's got to be the skill, work ethic, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it was that it took to make it, she had it.
Yeah.
The other people who we might think had it didn't have it, man.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But that's what I'm saying. Like, again, I almost look at hip hop as like a sport.
Right.
So like when they talk about Jordan and LeBron, they talk about the era, who they played against.
Yeah, true.
So I look at it that way. Like, all right, Nicki, you are a GOAT of your era for sure, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the reason you are a GOAT is because there was nobody else around. And I'm not discrediting your skill at all because the skill's obviously there. You heard it.
Right.
But it's just like there was nobody there to push you or even try you for real. Remy was out, but for half of Nicki's run, Remy was locked up.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then Remy's not commercial like Nicki.
Right.
They turned Nicki into being commercial.
They did. And guess what? Yeah. When Nicki went commercial,
sky's the limit.
I think she was already projected to be commercial though. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like she was on some.
I mean, look, once she got the ass shots and the titties done,
Before the ass shots and titties, even the way she was spitting, it wasn't like on
super gutter
underground lyrical shit.
She was spitting pretty much the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. She was ready to go commercial.
It was just in a different package.
Once
they repackaged it, it was like,
Yeah.
She had a lot of imitators.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
A lot of annoying ass imitators. Oh, I used to hate them Nicki fans.
Ah.
Whew. I'm glad that era is gone.
Nigga,
just
what?
Just for that. I love you, Nicki. Yeah, but your fans. Goddamn.
Yeah.
God. They were annoying.
We were.
Who was the chick that came out with Fancy that T.I. co-signed and she fell off?
Oh, Iggy?
Iggy. Like she's a Nicki clone. Like, they saw her. They're like, okay, we need a Nicki.
Yeah.
So
they tried to make a white Nicki. They tried to Eminem the goddamn Nicki.
Yep, they sure did. Wow.
And it worked for about 2 seconds.
It did. Then we figured out that bitch actually can't rap.
Yep. Right? He was like, wait a minute.
But you see that freestyle she did, bro? I was like, oh, what?
I said, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh.
Secret's out.
Yeah.
They did an imitation. There's a lot of female rappers that came out that either sounded like Nicki or wanted the vibe of Nicki, and it just didn't work.
It just didn't work. I mean, because it was so obvious that they made it so clear, and like they weren't even trying to twist it to make it their own at all.
Yeah.
They were literally cookie cutter clones of Nicki Minaj. It was like, bro, like come on.
What if
and you beat me to it.
Oh, shit.
No, go ahead.
What if we put Nicki in the era Missy?
I would love for them to work together.
I think that would have been dope. Them two be like, when Missy wasn't missing.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
One Minute Man, Pass That Dutch.
Missy also a goat. Missy is probably the female goat for me.
That's a good
She is the female goat for me.
Hey, hey, she carrying on the family name. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Elliots. You know what I mean?
Okay, there we go.
We are not related.
You better find out.
I'm not saying
this money, motherfucker.
I don't think I look.
Call your cousin Nick.
Look, it's probably far down the line if we are. She ain't giving me shit.
But no, so all right, put Nikki in the era where Missy was,
Eve, all them,
possibly very dope collab. Okay, so who else we got then? So you said Missy, we got Missy Eve.
Missy Eve. Who else was in that good one? Shit. That was about it, really.
Really?
It's just them two?
I mean,
no other female rappers?
That was really, really doing it.
Was Missy Eve.
That was it.
I mean, you had the Brat, but she was kind of in and out.
She done fell off by then, I think.
She was in and out the game at that point. She'll drop a song, come leave.
If Missy was out, right, and Eve was out, and Nicki Minaj, I would say Eve probably would have fell off quicker.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. By the way, this little session we have right here is kind of like Marvel's What If. And so, please, artists, don't get offended. This is just our brains working on some what-if scenarios from the industry of what may have happened if this and if that. So this is kind of like this little fun game we like to play and brainstorm with. Yeah. But anyway, I feel like Eve would have fell off way quicker, right? Because Nicki would have outshined her, right? And then Nicki and Missy would have possibly had a few very dope collabs together.
I feel like they could have.
That's a good.
I feel like in that situation. All right. Yeah. I feel like she would have fell off quicker than they would have. I feel like she would have been able to stick around because she would have had her niche of the gutter. The hardcore female.
Okay.
She'd have had her niche, so she'd have been fell off a little bit.
So I would say she would have been the Remy Ma in this situation.
Okay.
I can see that.
With Missy and Nicki, that one, I feel like one, they'd have had people divided like a motherfucker. Because you got Nicki, she's all about the sex and the sex symbol and all that. And you got Missy on the other side who's, she's the abstract outside the box.
Abstract party girl.
Yeah. That could be dope. That could be some super dope collabs. Only thing would be Nicki's attitude towards another dominant rapper, female rapper.
It
would
have been different.
I would hope so.
Well, I think.
I would hope so.
There's no room for her. There wouldn't have been any room for her to disrespect Missy.
Right.
Not in the same way as with the Lil Kim situation or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Facts.
But I'm just going, Lil Kim
was a totally different era.
Oh, yeah.
But what are you saying?
But what I'm saying is just because I feel like Nicki, in terms of just the rap, she sees it a little bit more competitively.
Than Missy does.
Missy's more kind of I want to see everybody.
She's just an artist.
I just want to see everybody.
She's an artist.
I want to work with everybody. Yeah. So it would depend on how Nicki viewed Missy a little bit in terms of. In terms of do I want to work with my competition? Or do I, it would depend on how she looked at it. But if she looked at it we're competition, but this is hip hop. Let's work.
And
that shit would have been, that shit would have been insane. But if she looked at it this is hip hop. This is, you kind of no disrespect, there's no beef or nothing, but kind of stay over there.
That'd be dope. I actually wouldn't mind, even now, if they did a track together.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That would be,
it'll be crazy.
Crazy
it'll
dope.
It'll be crazy.
So they don't have any tracks together.
Mm-mm.
That would be dope if they work together. Mm-mm.
Please, y'all listening, get together.
You got to think, when Nicki kind of took off, that's when Missy kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
For her personal reasons or whatever. And then she kind of came back for a quick second, and then now she's pretty much gone. So,
man, every time Missy come back, when that time she came back and did that Jasmine Sullivan shit, the track.
Oh, yeah.
Missy on a different level, bro.
Man, I was this song is fucking dope as shit, bro.
Missy on a different level, bro.
Hey, shout out to Virginia, man.
Virginia.
Shout out to VA.
Two down. Y'all are upstairs neighbor in the Carolinas here.
Two up, two down.
So I know our sauce done rubbed off on y'all a little bit. Or the other way around, is, whichever way y'all want.
Nah, you got to write first. You got to write first. Oh, shoot. Hey, look, apparently, look, I went to Virginia recently. Apparently, it ain't working enough because I went up there. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck are y'all niggas wearing? Like, what is this?
Oh, yeah, man. Virginia, yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
I mean, yeah.
Virginia Beach is different. I was like, what in the blue hell? What in the, you know, y'all got it.
All right, man. Yo, so, all right, we're gonna, we've been talking for a good little minute now, but we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Y'all go ahead and, you know, say your names and shout outs and everything.
Oh, I'm going first. All right, y'all know me. I'm back, man. I missed y'all. I know y'all missed me. Y'all find me everywhere. Everywhere. If I can talk. JRORPAP. JRORPAP. I got locked out my other one, so I had to remake mine.
Yeah. This is Kyren Sky. You can check me out on Instagram, Black Verse Kyren. That's BlkVersekey. Also, check out BlackVerseKai.com. We here, baby.
All right, and this is the Phantom 336, spelled DAFANTOM 336. Follow me on all platforms. Follow New Mainstream on all platforms, and make sure you download that app. This is
right
New Main
now.
Right now. Right this now. Is New Mainstream Talks. All right, y'all, we out.
Oh, hold on. One more. I forgot. Follow me on Twitch, New Mainstream Gaming. What am I about to say? What am I trying to say? We streaming tonight. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. Me and the gang. I couldn't think of the word for shit. Me and the gang, we on it tonight, probably about 11 o'clock.
All right. Bet. All right, we out for real this time.
Peace.